Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
That's the haunting voice of Tony Williams, lead singer of the Platters. From the serious Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with and celebrating the 16th year of Skip Miller joining us on the radio show over all these years. Skip, thanks again for all the time.
It's always fun. And again, like last time, the first three visitors to sellingadvantage.net, you sign up for the newsletter, we'll send you a free copy of Product to Selling.
Ooh, say that again.
First three listeners to sign up on sellingadvantage.net.
Sellingadvantage.net.
I'll be happy to have James send them a copy of Product to Selling.
Hey, buddy. Hey, folks, that's the deal. You should do that. So, all three of you should do it right now. And I bet if the fourth one gets there, I'll try to wheedle that one out of him, too. So, all right.
Where do you think the ones I've been sending you are going?
Hey, thanks, Skip, for that. I appreciate that offer. So we're talking about disqualifying. Folks, Skip is turning this sales qualifying system on its ear by talking about disqualifying, and it's the quickest way to find out if you're dealing with a maybe or somebody who will say yes or no to you.
So let's talk about a deal that you've got where the customer's asking for a quote. Just send me a quote. You know, we'll be happy with it. I see what you have. Send me a quote. This is another chance not to print a quote up in color with pictures and do the greatest job you can. It's to sit back and say, listen, you know, I don't want to sell you too much. I don't want to sell you a little. I'm going to send you two or three options. But you and I get on the phone 10 minutes, discuss the options, and come up with a package that makes
sense. You got to tell me something, sir. I don't know how to make a proposal because I don't know your business. I need some help.
That's exactly right. There's sweat equity again. Most salespeople, Jim, would like, they're asking for a proposal. I'll work all weekend on it and give them a really good one. Oh, stop it. That's not where we're at. They still have got to participate in this. Every time you send, four-letter word, a proposal, you know, you just transfer control of the customer. And that's not what you want to do.
Well, I'll tell you another thing, Skip. Being me and you being you, if somebody tried to sell us, the two greatest salespeople on the planet, if somebody tried to sell us and we would say that to them, send us a proposal, we'd be disqualifying them to see if they actually would do that. Because if somebody would send me a proposal without having qualified me at all, I would know that I'm not only going to give them a maybe, I'm going to give them a no forever.
Jim, you know what? It's funny because I had that happen to me a couple of weeks ago where the customer said, you know, just send me what you got, send me a proposal. I hung up the phone and I'm going, what did I just agree to?
Right.
It's hard. It requires discipline to do this stuff because we so want to please the customer. When they ask for something, we should do it. Discipline, discipline, discipline. Always remember, give gifts. If you can remember that, that makes it a mutual buy-sales process as opposed to if I do everything they tell me to do and
right.
I do it well, I'll get the order.
Right. What else? What else do we need to know about disqualifying?
Finally, right, if you want to make a good job of qualifying, disqualifying, we have homework up front. We have homework in the past. My final qualification tip is something called next. So let's say you're
next,
talking to the customer.
Next.
Jim, I think we've had a good meeting today. As a next step, why don't we go over a proposal on Friday? After that, then, on Monday, we should be able to get a decision. Always think two steps out.
Yep.
It's a great qualifier.
And if they don't commit to you, then they've slipped into the maybe, haven't they?
But it makes too much sense. If the next step is a proposal, then the next step is a decision. Always think two steps ahead. Now, the customer may say, no, I want this instead of that or whatever else. But you're always looking for that second step to see if the customer wants to go with you on a journey. We do next steps very well. It's like, okay, Bob, if that's a good next step, then after this, we need to meet with your boss. Whatever. Oh, that's it. And because it's a next, they're willing to bring down their defenses a little bit. So we use next steps quite well in a sale to qualify, disqualify, and try to get the power early. John, that's perfect. As a next step, we'll do that for you. Perfect. But then after that, the next step is we should meet Mary, your boss.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great give-get. So always don't think next step, you know, next step selling. think next. It's a great way to qualify a sale.
Well, there's no question about it, and it's a close. It's a kind of a close, so you can tell where you are, and
who's in control? Who's in control now?
That's exactly right.
Buyers want to be led, but they want to be led through a buy process by qualifying sweat equity early, helping them work on a proposal together, and offering next during the sale. You're willing to work with the customer. You said, I'm willing to put some sweat equity into it. You have to, too. And I think you got a qualified deal.
I like it, folks.
Give
us that website again quickly.
SellingAdvantage.net.
All right, folks. So take advantage of his book offer there. And, hey, Skip, thanks for being here. Thanks for 16 great years. Come back soon.
Always. You're happy to be here.
Thank you. Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I will be, too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.